Okay. I love it. I love it. It's hot. It's warm. Guys are competing. It's a great day.
Is Alshon and Park Smith, are they okay? Or
yeah, they're okay. You know, with in Alshon's case, just want to give him a day. You know, I've seen a lot from Alshon. Obviously, he's done a great job, and this is a good way to get some of our younger players, him and Torrey both, a chance to get some reps with our younger guys.
What have you seen from Patrick Robinson so far?
Patrick, I tell you, I've seen some really good strides. Understanding, you know, Jim's defense, how Corey is teaching his drill work, his fundamentals. He's obviously taking it from OTAs right into camp, and so I've seen a lot of improvement there, and excited to watch him, you know, live in some of these games. You know, it's we always talk about blocking second and third level defenders, and they can always be. You know, it takes no talent to hustle, you know, and I don't want to see a receiver ever loaf and not get a block on the backside. That could be the, you know, the deciding block for a long run. So it's exciting to see our guys take that to heart.
It was Carson's seventh practice session of the summer. What have you seen him do in his past 2 weeks?
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing the command of the huddle. I see him dialoguing with his teammates, with his players, in, you know, even before reps and after reps. And you know, the way he steps in there with a lot of confidence, and that's what you want from, obviously, you know, I want to say a veteran quarterback, but really the second year, and he's leading the football team, and that's what I want to see at this time.
Doug, what are you envisioning for when that's all done?
You know, again, this is a time of year where, you know, I'm trying to get him awesome reps, awesome touches. I think he's going to have a role, obviously, on the football team, you know, we're just wanting to see all the guys right now. You know, I think as camp goes, you begin to see how we're going to use certain players and scheme. And, you know, we're not scheming right now. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting everybody some reps.
Doug, when you said you wanted to give some of the younger wide receivers a chance to kind of show what they can do, I mean, what have you seen out of, like, Marcus Johnson? He's one of the guys, you know, is with the first team today.
Yeah, you know, and it's good for these guys to get in there against a little bit better competition and, you know, to work with Carson and you know, some of the starters and just you know, we're an evaluating process with all our players, and it's good to get our young guys the opportunity to step in there and compete.
What about Marcus specifically?
Yeah, he's shown real good improvement from even last season, and you know, he came into OTAs, he's in shape, he came into camp shape. I mean, if those are the things you want to see from a receiver, he's smart. Big guy, big target, and he's making the most of his plays right now, and that's encouraging.
How important are the pads today when you talk about the evaluation process to have the pads on today? How important is a day like today?
Yeah, today body? Like today, because this is like the early part of the season, you know, September and sometimes even October. You know, you're in the heat of the day and you're playing those 1 o'clock games, or in our case, week two at noon in Kansas City, it's gonna be 90 plus. So, you know, these are great days to condition the guys and to see the mindset of the football team.
What do you see when guys tackle?
Appreciate the close today.
Thanks for the shout out. What do you see in the session you had with guys tackling? What do you look for?
Well, the key today was obviously protection. We want to make sure that no one is getting hurt in these situations, and you know, teaching the secondary to keep their target up high. I didn't want them to go low on receivers or running backs out in the open, and you saw that today, and that was good to see. But at the same time, it's part of the conditioning process of the bodies and the mind, and understanding that football is a physical game, and we need to do this from time to time.
Toughness of a player a lot of times by those sessions.
You can, but you know what? All these guys are tough. I mean, this is a tough sport to play, and you know, anytime they put pads on and come out here and compete. You know, my hat's off to them for their toughness.
Doug, did you gain a lot last year from how much you ramped up the hitting as to how much not to do it this year, or to do it in a different way, or pace it in a certain way this year?
You know, I took the same approach as last year. You know, I wanted to make sure the guys understood that we were going to hit and we were going to, you know, have a couple live sessions. And, you know, today was a live day, but not every period today was live, only two. And I believe on Thursday I've got another one, so... you know, the guys are prepared for it. They understand it. I think it's great because it does fuel some emotion, you know, positively. It fuels the competition, and it's good to see.
A few days ago, Michael Kendricks told us that You know, he went to management for trade. You know, his reps were not really, I think, where he would like them to be. How do you handle that situation?
Listen, Michael's on our football team. We're excited to have him. We understand too, and he understands it, that, you know, a lot of it's predicated by a lot of offensive personnel. I mean, you watch our offense, we're in a lot of that 11 receiver personnel, and there's only two linebackers on the field. So it is unfortunate, but I'm excited to have Michael. He's working hard and in a good position right now.
Doug, what's your evaluation of the cornerback group at this point? And is there any level of concern?
I think right now, I mean, they're getting better every day. The competition, we're constantly looking to bring in guys to compete, but I like where we're at right now. These guys know that, and everybody knows we have to get better. We got to continue to compete, and I thought today was another step in that direction.
Did anything stand out?
Jalen always is going to come up with a play. Patrick is in a position. Even some of our safeties today, Terrence Brooks had a couple of nice little PBUs, guys like that. So guys are flashing, and it's encouraging, and we'll just continue to work.
Is Pulver's hamstring something that you're concerned about?
No.
Byron Marshall has sort of a unique background, playing both receiver and running back. What does he bring to the offense?
Just that—the versatility of a runner slash receiver. He did that in college at Oregon. Chance to come out of the backfield and run routes. He's comfortable in that role, and we got to continue to develop that and see again once we get into games, see how well he handles that. He did a nice job last year towards the end of the season coming in and filling in for us.
Do you see a big difference in the confidence level of the guys as a whole this year as opposed to last year?
I think just understanding the way I come to camp, the preparation, the structure, the days we're going to hit, the days we're not. I think it's just important that from my standpoint, I communicate that way. And I think going into this camp, the guys are aware of that. And so it's like no big deal. They expect it, and they come out and they work hard.
Two more, please.
In Carson's case, you've spoken about his base a lot. Are you seeing what you want there in terms of mechanics on the bumper lowers that?
Yeah, I am, and it's a constant, work every single day in his individual period. He's got to obviously carry it over into the team when the bodies are starting to fall around him, and you're seeing his accuracy level rise a little bit because of that, and we just keep working.
Tip Jurgen today, the live session seemed to play better than he had. What did you see from him, and what makes him so cool?
Yeah, Tim's got great energy. Comes off the ball, he. You know, he's another one like Patrick Robinson who has really taken that fundamental work in OTAs and brought it over into camp. And he's a load. He's a load. He's in that wide three technique and splitting that B gap. I mean, he's coming full steam. So he's a sort of a breath of fresh air. Obviously, in that D line gives us a lot of depth there. Okay.
How quickly
Thanks, guys.
Doug, how quickly do you want to see this come together?